What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Friday afternoon. Tomorrow is the start of the NFL divisional round matchups for the playoffs. It's been one hell of a ride, one weird of a season. Just witnessing that this year's postseason, it includes a lot of young quarterbacks, under the age of 30. The only quarterback that went into the postseason that's not under 30 years old is Tom Brady. So there's a lot of young quarterbacks in this postseason, and there's still, and obviously one of these young quarterbacks that are going to be, Super Bowl champions. We're down to Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be at home facing Trevor Lawrence. We're going to be having Dak Prescott. He's going to be going on the road and playing. He's going to be going on the road and playing the 49ers quarterback. Mr. Irrelevant, what people like to call him. And then we're going to have Daniel Jones. He's going to be going on the road, and he's going to be playing Jalen Hurts. So there's a lot of young quarterbacks going into this weekend. And I just love it. I'm tired. And it's not that I hate Tom Brady. It's just that I'm tired of seeing him in the Super Bowl every year. I feel like every other quarterback deserves a chance. I was excited about last year's Super Bowl when we saw Joe Burrow and Matthew Stafford, two guys that we haven't seen in the Super Bowl. So that's what I'm just excited, about the future. But guys, what I'm about to talk about? I'm about to talk about the Giants. The Giants will be playing tomorrow night in Lincoln Financial Field in a big time playoff game. the winner of this matchup will be facing the winner of the 49ers and the Cowboys. And I just got to say this. Just looking at this entire game, as much as I would love it to see Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley in this offense and this offense to roll into Lincoln Financial Field and beat the Eagles, that would be amazing to see the Giants in the NFC Championship game for the first time since 2011. Yesterday social media was going crazy about the Giants and how, a lot of people are very excited about this game. Obviously, like I said before, guys, this game has a lot of history going into it. I said it starting the week off, about the history between the Giants and the Eagles. Going back to Dick Vermeil, to Andy Reid, guys like Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb playing Eli Manning. It's kind of like that matchup, and the thing is with when Donovan McNabb started playing for the Eagles, Donovan McNabb wasn't a bad quarterback. The thing was that he wasn't given any help, the only good thing this Eagles team had was Nick Nabb and Brian Westbrook, who was a really good running back. So, you could kind of relate Brian McNabb's situation to Daniel Jones' situation. He's playing with an offense that doesn't have any receivers, and with a very good running back and a very great running back in Saquon Barkley. I'm very interested in seeing how the Giants are going to look, when they are at 100% against the Eagles defense that you can have your way with. You know, I mean, we've seen Dak Prescott and the Cowboys put up, you know, 40 points on this defense. The Washington Commanders, they put some points on this defense. So I'm very interested in seeing what Mike Kafka is going to dial up going into this game. You know, I'm going to say this right now. Eagles fans won't make it easy on the Giants. Expect a fight. That's all I got to say. Expect a fight in this game. You know, look at, I am standing approximately on, you know, one Daniel Jones downfield pass to Darius Slayton away from the link. And the link has some, I'm going to say this right now, this stadium has some venomous things to say to me. You know, hey, New York guy, do your New York effing Giants know what's in store for them here on Saturday night? I understand what Eagles are trying to say. You Giants picked the wrong time in the wrong place this time. And oh, tell me to hide the women and children if they're thinking of making a trip down the turnpike. The ghost of Chuck Bednarik will be joining us here with a seat on the 50-yard line. Your owner, John Mara, was a six-year-old boy when old Concrete Charlie laid out his and your beloved Frank Gifford at Yankee Stadium back in 1960. Okay. Look, I take it as a compliment. Whenever you guys from New York call me a house of horrors, and it's hilarious to me that your Giants haven't walked out of here with a win since 2013. That's hard to do. Better tell Daniel Jones that these won't be the Vikings waiting for him. You know, waiting for him this time. Better tell him to wear his Huggies. Oh, and remind him that not even Eli Manning could beat Jeff Garcia here in the 2006 NFC Wild Card game. What was it FRD said? The only thing you have to fear is the link itself. I couldn't take much more of the trash talk and drove off after I saw the link flipping me a double bird in my rearview mirror to gauge the pulse of the fans who will be cursing and taunting the hated Giants for 60 minutes or more if necessary and singing "Fly, Eagles, Fly" early and often. You know, I figured this was the wrong time and the wrong place to suggest to these folks how ironic it is that the Giants will be the ones who will be showing up as Rocky. You know, in the parking lot across from the link, Will Dolly fully expects it to serve as a house of horrors. It has forever been for the Giants. Dolly was saying, "It's just a mystique that we have there. They just cannot win in our building." Eli Manning, he will tell you himself that he cannot win in this building. I ask him, "What should the Giants expect on Saturday night?" "Oh, just torture. Misery. That's what Dolly was saying. It should just be a blowout. They should expect nothing but a Philly welcome. Yeah, just misery. Just pure misery raining down." You know, look at, do Eagles fans hate the Giants? Obviously they do. Why not? They're front, you know, the Giants are, us Giants fans, you know, there's a lot of Giants fans, you know, around, there's a lot of Giants fans. I mean, there's some Giants fans that live up here where I live at in upstate New York. There's some Giants fans that live in New Jersey. There's some Giants fans that live in Buffalo. There's Giants fans all over the place. Not more than Bills fans, though, because Overall, this is where the Bills play at. The Giants don't technically play in New York; they play in New Jersey. But there's still some Giants fans. There's still some Giants fans that live in New York. You know, Daniel Jones. I'm pretty sure. A lot of people are going to say he's not a very good quarterback, even though he looked like a god against the Vikings. But I'm pretty sure Eagles fans are still going to say he stinks. Just like how they've been talking trash about Eli Manning. I'm sorry. Our defense, I'm pretty sure Eagles fans are also going to say, oh, our defense is just going to have a field day with them. I'm sorry. That's what Eagles fans are going to say. And the funny part is the game don't start till what? 8? Okay, so we'll have 12 hours of drinking under our belt before the game even starts. So it could get ugly. I point back at the link and ask Brian Morris why the Giants haven't won there since 2013. Look. This guy is saying, oh, they get scared. He was saying they can't handle the fans. They get scared. And then every Eagles team's had a giant killer. This week it's gonna be Boston Scott. Oh, he's gonna continue to be the giant killer. What advice would you have for the Giants when they come here Saturday night? Stay away. Jim Goob moved to Los Angeles 12 years ago. The Philly fans are completely different than everywhere else in the country. That's what he was saying. Just seeing how Santa Claus goes to the games, they got snowballs thrown at him. I think it's something about the grittiness of Philly and how we're the underdogs. Now look at what should the Giants expect? God thought about it. Expect a fight. So hey, at least this guy's giving the Giants a chance. Look at I point to the link and ask Bill Novick walking in the parking lot what the atmosphere is like for visitors inside the House of Horrors. This guy was saying it's electric, it's vocal, it's supportive. He said all that with a smile. I would not wear a competing team's jersey in there. Definitely don't walk through the parking lots, right? Because there's a lot of passion for our teams, you know? Randy Cahillas grew up, on 116th and 7th Avenue in New York. He identifies himself as a long-suffering Jets fan who roots for the Eagles now because he lives in the area. If you live anywhere a part of New York, either that's in Manhattan, New York City, New Jersey, Rochester, Buffalo, whatever. This is the Giants are. There's gonna be way more Giants fans than Jets fans. The Jets have not been to the Super Bowl since what? The 50s? The Jets have not been into the playoffs since Mark Sanchez was their quarterback. And that was when the Jets were very good. I think that's when Rex Ryan was the head coach. The Jets fans don't have anything to cheer for, but cheer for the other New York team who's actually been to a Super Bowl not too long ago. And this team is already in the postseason for the first time in, 12 years? This is a blue-collar town. There are a lot of hard workers in here. They work construction jobs, so it's a little loud and they curse a lot. So they do. Andre Powell, he delivers food to the concession stands at the link and will be working on Saturday night. I ask him how he would describe the Eagles fans. Unpredictable, he tells me. I ask him how so. Anything can happen. The atmosphere definitely makes a difference. Frankie P expects to hear the crowd from his home 10 minutes away. He also expects a second Super Bowl championship. He ain't playing in front of us and beating us. That's what he said. It ain't happening. I look over at the link on my way to John's Roast Pork for a cheesesteak recommended by Dolly, and I swear, I see it flipping me a double bird. Look it. Obviously, you know what they say when it comes to, obviously you know, the times and day Eagles fans react, you know, if it's at 1 o'clock, they're fine. If it's at 4 o'clock, they'll get a little antsy. Now if it's at 8 o'clock, they'll get very ticked off and mad. That's the wrong time that you don't want to be. That's the wrong time where you're wearing a different jersey, because Eagles fans are going to have a fit, you know. I always mention this fan base, you know, quote unquote crazy, because they are. This fan base, they're very passionate about their football team, and they will fight you. They don't care who you are, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, and it doesn't really matter, because it will be a fight. And this is going to be a different Giants team that you saw in Week 18, that you saw in Week 14. The first time you met the Giants weren't fully healthy. The second time they met, the Giants didn't play all their starters. The Giants are going to be fully healthy. And the last time we played this team, we didn't have all of our starters in. We were playing. we kept it close. So what makes you think, what do you think is going to happen if we have all of our starters in when we're fully healthy? That's the question that remains to be unanswered, and it will be answered tomorrow night. That's all I got to say about this game, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. And yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow, you know, and I hope I go on my podcast being happy, because I got a good feeling that these Giants can win another big game, but we're going to have to see. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and until then, I'm out. Peace.